voice of the Army.
The United States Army brings you a story entitled Musically Speaking. This is another in the series of
The Voice of the Army.
Our story begins on an army post, Governor's Island, situated in New York Harbor. It is late afternoon of a spring day, and to the accompaniment of an occasional signal from a distant tug or ferry boat, Staff Sergeant Robert Sanders, deep in thought, slowly wends his way to his home on the post. Yes, Sergeant Sanders is deep in thought, but as he approaches his apartment, his footsteps quicken. And, opening the door...
Hello, darling.
Hiya, honey. Dinner ready?
Has been for the past 20 minutes or so. Kind of late, aren't you, dear?
Yes, I guess I am. Sorry, honey.
Oh, that's all right, Bob. But why are you so glum? Anything wrong?
No, nothing alarming. I've been thinking about my next week's radio program for the Voice of the Army show.
Oh.
I have an idea, but it's so different, I'm just wondering whether it'll click. That's the way it's been all day. I even stayed at the office a little later this afternoon, but I'm right where I started this morning.
Well, now, don't worry about it, dear. You go wash up, and after dinner, maybe an idea will come to you.
That was a delicious dinner, darling. Oh, and I still say you're the best cook on Governor's Island.
Thank you, kind sir.
Well, if I'm going to get to work on that radio story, we better start clearing this table so I can help you with the dishes.
No, I'll do them myself tonight. Why, it's 7:30.
7:30?
Mm-hmm.
Our favorite program's on. You know, Musically Speaking.
Yes. Hurry and turn it on, dear. I can hear it from the kitchen, and you never can tell. You might get inspiration for your story from the music.
If I do, I'll start the story tonight.
Marks the 58th broadcast of this series. Tonight's concert features the lighter works in the library of semi-classical music. Compositions by Strauss, Granger, and Victor Herbert are to be heard. And in the background... Dr. Nick Moll has just made his entrance and is now going to the podium. First selection on this evening's program, the melodious and well-known Viennese waltz, Voices of Spring, by Johann Strauss.
Thank you.
listening to that Viennese music. Seems hardly possible that only a year ago I was actually in Vienna.
Now, there's an idea for your radio story, Bob.
What?
A story about the wonderful job our occupation forces are doing over there. I'm sure the people who listen to the Voice of the Army would be interested in hearing all about it.
Our soldiers are doing fine work in Japan, Korea, and wherever they are. Well, that's a fine idea.
And so, with the strings and woodwinds predominating, we now hear the descriptive Country Gardens by Percy Grainger.
Oftentimes can actually describe a country. By listening to that last number, I could just picture an English countryside.
It has often been said that Ireland's greatest musical gift to the United States was Victor Herbert.
Someday I'd like to make a trip back to England and take you, Ruth. I'll never forget the time they moved our outfit, not long before D-Day. I'll always remember the quiet and peacefulness of that English countryside. That might make a good script.
It might at that.
Two compositions from his famous operetta, The Red Mill. We hear the orchestra play Isle of Dreams and Moonbeams, Victor Herbert favorites, melodies that will live as long as music is played.
Thank you.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, but that does it. That's it. That's my program.
What's your program?
You've just heard it.
Nowhere else is the ambitious young man of today offered such marvelous opportunities for travel and recreation as the United States Army provides for him as an important part of his Army career.
The regular Army offers you superior training in trade or technical skills.
The regular Army's educational system will help you develop your abilities to the fullest extent.
The regular Army offers you the opportunity for an active and profitable lifetime career.
The regular Army's retirement plan offers you future security in return for your service.
All these fine opportunities are combined in one for qualified American young men.
See your nearest U.S. Army recruiting sergeant. He's prepared to give you friendly, considerate advice concerning the advantages of serving your country.
It's smart to join up.
And it's smart to stay in.
Your regular Army serves the nation and mankind in war and peace.
Choose this fine profession now.
This program was brought to you by the United States Army and featured Bob Pollock and Miss J. Meredith. The program was written and directed by Major Phil Lampkin. This is Sidney Paul speaking.
This transcribed feature has been another in the series of
The Voice of the Army.